Now serving butter and bacon. The good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Debbie Gibson could just walk in and just slay everyone with.
She just walks in out of the blue. MAGA. Making me giggle again.
It would be a dream come true.
Oh boy. My gosh. Look at you.
Man, I love Debbie Gibson. I have that, like, the greatest hit CD, and I used to drive around, like, blasting, like, Electric Youth out of the blue.
There was a comedian that had a joke. There was a comedian that had a joke with, like, some gruffy, you know, 50-year-old guy who was listening to his boombox mowing the lawn going, Electric Youth.
Electric Youth.
That's perfect. But you know what else is perfect? The people that have decided to join us. Hi! Welcome to Butter and Bacon, where we discuss the good stuff of Disney and the Electric Youth, of which all of us are a member. I'm Polly. With us, as always, is Amy. Say hi, Amy.
Hello, listeners. It's a beautiful, breezy day. May is here, and it brings along all of the flowers that are going to bloom out from the April showers.
And all of the pollen.
Yes, it's
and
a very...
all the bees.
Yeah, it's a very windy day today, but the skies are beautiful. There are big cotton ball clouds in the sky. It looks like a Toy Story wallpaper from Pixar with the clouds. It's a beautiful day.
And as always, you've got a friend in Dean. How you doing?
Paulie, the pool is open, Paul.
Yes, that's two of us.
The pool is
open. We just need Amy.
Has not yet been swimming because it's freaking cold.
It's 59 degrees in my pool. Amy, we got to get your pool open now.
I know. It's like pool watch 2017. We got to get it all. We got to get them all going.
Absolutely. Well, something else that has been discussing of getting them all going. A rumor has been swirling and I guess kind of officially now said that there will be Club 33 coming to Walt Disney World at not one, not two, not three, but four locations.
Bum, bum, bum.
Now, for those of you that don't know, Club 33 is an exclusive members-only club that was built in Disneyland, in Adventureland, I believe, or New Orleans Square. I can't remember exactly. Dean, do you have any info?
New Orleans Square, sir.
Listen to you.
Get it straight. It's in New Orleans Square, sir.
Look.
Or Norland Square.
Nolans?
Nolans Square.
Nolans
Square.
Not Orleans.
Crawdad Square.
Nolans.
New Orleans.
Nolans.
But,
Well, you'd have to be a saint swimming in money to get into Club 33.
Yeah, you got any info on that?
I do. So Club 33 has been around since the day of Walt. Mm. It was his idea. It was something he wanted to do to help sort of wine and dine the potential... call them third-party partners, you know, the outside sponsors of all the attractions, the products, the buildings, the stores. You know, everyone's a little freaked out when properties come from outside, but that is the genesis of the Disney parks. It continues on today with maybe a little bit more disdain.
And a little bit
Walt
more
had
signage.
That same idea. Yeah. Walt had that idea 50 years ago, 60 years ago. I mean, he entertained, you know, General Electric and Pepsi and Aunt Jemima and tons of others, Sunkist and Chicken of the Sea. So he had a ton of sponsorship. And what he wanted to do was have a place to host these corporate sponsors to kind of, again, wine and dine them, to serve alcohol in Disneyland Park because it was not served anywhere else. And so he did build this private club up in New Orleans Square. And the name Club 33 kind of has two backstories, and you can hang your hat on whichever one you
like. I know which one I'm hanging.
Which hat would you like to hang it on?
The Mickey Mouse M's turn sideways.
Oh, that is a third origin. So we'll go with that one. That could be your dark horse entry. The one that I hear more often is that the address of the building is actually 33 Royal Street in New Orleans Square. Mm-hmm. The one that's probably more likely, given the fact that it's called Club 33, to me at least seems more likely, is that when he first did this, he had 33 corporate sponsors in Disneyland.
Wow.
And so he was going to host these 33 corporate sponsors.
That does fall into such a pattern with Walt and his, like, quote-unquote company names, like all of the shell companies that were created to purchase the land for Walt Disney World. Reedy Creek Improvement District and stuff like that. Like, he just kind of picked a name and went, let's create this out of this. Right. So that definitely would follow.
So, you know, again, whether you want to go with the Mickey Mouse ears, the homage to the number of sponsors he had at the time, or just a regular street address, you know, it is Club 33. That is its origin at Disneyland. They have since brought Club 33 to both of the Asian parks.
Yep.
So Club 33 exists in Tokyo Disneyland. It exists in Shanghai Disneyland. And as Paulie introed with, we are now going to see a growth from 3 Club 33s to 7 Club 33s. So I think it makes sense if we're talking about 4 new locations at Walt Disney World. Obviously, it would tie to each of the 4 theme parks.
Yeah, it just makes sense. Thanks, Olaf. Amy, have you been in Club 33?
I have been in Club 33. I went. It was completely by chance.
Step aside, commoners. Step aside.
One percenter. Marching through.
Here's what happened. My dad went to a sports card show that was, I want to say maybe it was in Ohio. It was somewhere. He went to sell some stuff. And there was a dealer who had a table with a bunch of Disney pins. And I am a big collector of Disney pins. So he walked over. Yeah.
I hadn't heard. Really?
Yup. And so. And so dad went over and started a conversation with the guy, and, you know, they started talking about Disney and Disneyland and everything. And the guy happened to mention that his wife had a membership or a way to get into Club 33 through, I think, the company she worked for, something like that. She had an in for Club 33. And dad had mentioned to the guy that we were going to Disneyland that December. And so the guy said, you know what? I think I'm gonna tell my ex-wife and we'll see if we can't get you a reservation into Club 33. What?
Now, were you present for this conversation?
No, I was not. I was at home.
Because if you were, would you have B, fallen over? C, had your mouth fall agape? Or D, were you not old enough to know really what it was when it was being talked about?
Oh, this was like within the last 10 years that I went.
So you were like 10 years old.
So D.
I would have been very, very grateful. I would have been squealing. I would have been like, you know, little fireworks going off above my head. But no, this was just my dad and this guy, and I don't think he even told us about it until he got home. But he said that.
Perfect.
He said that, you know, this guy.
I wouldn't have told you about it until you got to Disneyland.
Yeah. but he told us about the conversation and everything. Like, he told us that he had met this guy that had all these Disney pins and everything. I was like, well, did you buy any? Like, what did he have? And, you know, all that stuff. But then after he got home, he said, you know, What do you know about Club 33? And I was like, oh, it's, you know, I told him everything I knew about it because what Disney fan doesn't know about Club 33?
You whipped out your PowerPoint presentation and proceeded to spend 45 minutes discussing.
I got out like the microfiche, the projector.
Perfect. Dad, here's some construction shots.
The laminated
Sticky Bird was supposed to talk.
I got out everything. So, yeah, that's how that happened. The reservation came through. We were able to go. Actually, it was on a trip that we had planned to go for my mom's birthday, because my mom's birthday falls, like, December the 8th. So it's right at the beginning of December. It's right after Thanksgiving. Usually it's not as crowded at any of the Disney parks the week after Thanksgiving. So
I have to say, that's a fantastic time to visit Walt Disney World. I haven't been to Disneyland, but man, the first week, 2 weeks in December, oh, glorious.
Fabulous. So we went during that time. I'll never forget, it was on a Wednesday for lunch. And we went, you know, Dad did the little thing where you lift up the little, now it's changed now. The Club 33 entrance has changed now. We went to the old entrance where you walk, you know, just past Pirates of the Caribbean, just past the Blue Bayou entrance.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, there's a little doorway, a little, like, nondescript doorway. And so you lifted up the little hatch and pressed the button, and they had a little, like, intercom. Like, yes? How can I help you?
Go away!
Yeah. And, you know, I would say who you are.
Little eyeball comes out, like Star Wars. What that happened to you?
It's, like, it's, the it's the gorilla from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
What's your password?
What's the password? But then we went in, and it was, you know, exactly what it looks like and all the pictures and everything. We went up in the French lift.
Mm.
You know, RIP to the French lift. So we went up in the French lift and had a glorious lunch. There was a balcony that we could go out on that was right behind our table, and we could look down at all the people in New Orleans Square. They had all the holiday.
All of the people that cannot come into Club 33.
They had, like, all of the holiday, the huge ornament decorations, like, strung across between the balconies. That was beautiful. Yeah. They had it, them, like, lit up, even though it was the middle of the day. But, yeah, that was fantastic. Just going and sitting in there and thinking, like, are any of these other people, like, important? Like, is anyone a dignitary in here? You know, you, like, wonder, like, are you hobnobbing with celebrities, or
you absolutely, well, Amy, they were hobnobbing with celebrities. I don't know about you, but they were.
Look, my mom is very popular. I guess I could call my mom a celebrity.
I think so.
My mom's very,
she's a celebrity.
She's very popular and very lovable and very cute. So, had a wonderful meal. Bought several souvenirs. They had, like, a glass case where they had...
Took several, you know, more into the handbag.
No, it was a locked glass case. And so they had, like, golf polos, ties, tie tacks, watches, bracelets, you know, pins, ears. I have a set of the felt Mickey ears that has Club 33 embroidered on it. I have that. Yeah. I have like a wool scarf. I have a bracelet. Like any money basically that I took for souvenirs, Club 33 got my money.
Got it all. Well, you were going to spend it in Disneyland, and then you spent it in Disneyland, so mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm. I was that meme, you know, take my money, like waving the cash, take my money. But
thanks, Fry.
But yeah, that was Club 33. I, you know, went in the ladies' room, saw the thrones in the ladies' room. I went on the tour of, like, all of those little landmarks in Club 33. Like, I stuck my head in. They had the room with the butterflies and everything that was reserved for a private party, but I did stick my head in and I saw that. So I kind of looked in there.
How long were you able to spend in there?
I would say that we spent a good hour and a half, 2 hours in there.
That's great.
We took our time eating. I mean, there's no rush about anything. Like, food took a while after we ordered it, which was perfect because I was able to walk around and look at stuff, go out on that balcony. And then, you know, as we were buying things, we just took our time doing that after we left our table. I was a hillbilly and took a few chocolate macaroons and put them in my purse, wrapped them in Kleenex from the dessert bar. I mean,
if that makes you a hillbilly, count me in.
I mean, they were huge like you sit it in your palm and it was like almost the whole center part of your palm, you know?
It's a clamshell.
It's a huge macaroon, man. So I took some of those. I mean, I ate, you know, a fair share at the table, and then I took some home in my purse. Like, what am I, you know? What you have to. So, but yeah, I have
you brought
ton
that big
pictures.
Mary Poppins carpet bag, handbag.
I took like
dumping
the
tray,
the charger plate from the table.
You know, I do have to say, and it fits in with the style not only of wanting to wine and dine, you know, people. You don't want to rush that, but it sounds very Southern. It sounds very New Orleans to not rush you through. Whereas if Club 33 was like a Upper West Side restaurant, you'd be getting in, you'd be getting the menu, the drinks would be coming, and then your main course, that you have to order dessert, and then, okay, thanks, bye.
Mm-hmm. Like, they had a little buffet of, like, salads and little things like that, that you could go up there and get a little bit of food. I didn't go up there because I wasn't sure if that was, like, an extra charge or if I could go, you know? Like, I didn't want to ask either. Like, when you
it's
go
like
to
the mini bar in the hotel.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't have any idea. When you go to Club 33, there is a minimum charge for food, and I don't remember what that was or if they still have that minimum charge. They had a minimum charge when we went. So
the same thing at Dean's house.
So we knew.
Fair point. Somebody's got to pay that electric bill around the pool all summer.
So we knew that when we ordered whatever we ordered off the menu, the three of us together, we needed to either meet or exceed that amount. Like, we were going to get our money's worth.
Right.
But I didn't want to ask, and I didn't know, so I didn't go to that, you know, buffet thing. I just didn't know. So
I would like a deviled egg that would be $48, please.
I would like a little piece of, like, the salmon or whatever that was.
$75.
A leaf of
what?
Yeah, exactly. But when you're there at Club 33, also when you're there on a reservation that someone else has made for you, you feel like you really need to mind your P's and Q's as well, because you don't want to get that person in trouble after they've stuck their neck out for you. So you want to do everything right and not, like, offend anyone or, you know, make a scene.
Again, just like Dean's house.
Yeah. So, like, when I took pictures, I made sure that, like, my flash was off. That I was, like, taking pictures of everything. Like,
you were observing dark ride etiquette.
Oh, yeah. Basically, I didn't want to, like, bring attention to myself or, like, cause anyone to look at me. Like, I'm not really here. I'm just, you know, in the background. Like,
were you applying sunscreen?
Paparazzi or something.
Go out on the balcony and spray sunscreen all over yourself.
Sunglasses, trench coat. Fedora hat pulled down real low. But
that's awesome.
They had, like, all of this art on the walls. Like, they had concept art from, like, Pirates of the Caribbean and, you know, some pictures of Walt. They had a big, like, I think it was like a harpsichord that Lillian used to play. And they had something from Mary Poppins. I'm not sure what it was from Mary Poppins. I don't remember. But they also had, like, a telephone booth that was used in The Happiest Millionaire, starring Fred McMurray. Mm.
You're and a big I fan loved, of that movie, right?
Oh, I love The Happiest Millionaire. So I have pictures of me standing in the phone booth, like, acting like I'm making a call with, like, a huge smile on my face. So, yeah, Club 33 was excellent. I hate it. Like, I was walking down the stairs towards the door, and I kept thinking, is there a reason I can think of to go back up there, like, for another hour?
Right.
Like, I don't want to leave here. But, I didn't want them to be like, excuse me, ma'am, you're loitering. Can you leave? We thought of every excuse we could think of. Like, we took pictures on the stairs. We took pictures at the bottom of the stairs. We took pictures next to the French lift. Like,
ma'am, the park closed 3 hours ago. We really need to go home.
So we spent a long time. And then after we walked out, I was like, no, I'm never going to go back. You know, and my time has ended in Club 33. I had a huge bag of loot, like, carrying it through the park. like trying to protect it. Like, does anyone know I have all this
right.
33 stuff in here?
Now, is it in your standard Disney Parks bag?
Yes.
Okay. So it isn't like you're walking around with, like, a paper bag with, like, doilies hanging off of it?
No.
Or anything like that?
But it did have, like, when I went in the restroom, I took a bunch of those paper napkins, the hand napkins with the logo embossed on it. I took a bunch of those from the middle of the stack so that they should be relatively clean. Like, I thought, like,
oh my goodness.
I was the only one in there. Listen, if you went to Club 33, anything that was free and not nailed down, you would be taking a handful.
Amy, if I went to Club 33, everyone would know about it, and my eBay listing would be large.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, we bought a lot of stuff. My dad still had, like, he loves to wear golf polos. He still has his golf polo that he's never worn. It's pristine, hanging in his closet with the tag still on and everything. He got a baseball cap. He collects baseball caps. He's got that he's never worn.
Well,
I've got my ears.
He had to replace the one lost on Bay Lake.
Yeah. The lost at sea, the blue famous blue hat lost at sea.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, that was my Club 33 visit. I had a beautiful time. I had the best like fresh pasta that I had ever had until I ate at Boathouse.
Oh,
a Boathouse may actually beat the pasta that I had at Club 33.
I think I remember you telling me about that when we did your trip report, that it was the only meal, Disney meal, to rival or even surpass your Club 33.
Mm-hmm. My parents had, it was either, it was like prime rib or steak or something like that. They both had that. And then I had pasta.
Yeah.
And, gosh, I mean, it was amazing. It was something that I never thought that I would be able to do. And it's something that I'm sure I'll never do again. So it's like a fond memory, but I do feel kind of fancy that I went. Like,
you are fancy, but you know what? You might actually get a chance to return. At least your chances will double, maybe even quadruple, because if they're opening up a location in each of the Walt Disney Resort theme parks, your chances of meeting someone or knowing someone with DVC, listen to me, with a Club 33 membership, hey, you might get to go into one of the new places. But they haven't announced where those new places are. So here's the exercise for today. Just us, you know, chatting. Just us chatting. Two parts. First part, where do you think they're going to put these Club 33 locations within each of the existing parks? Thank you. Within each of the theme parks specifically. So this is more of a realistic view. The space, now Amy, you kind of have a leg up because you have an idea of how much space is actually included. I'm not going to make you go first, though. And then part two, after we go around to all four of the theme parks, if you had unlimited budget and oversight of not only Imagineering but Disney parks, I know it doesn't exist, but if you did, what would you do for Club 33 at Walt Disney World? Dean, I'm going to start with you, and you can pick any park you want to go in. We don't have to go in order.
Interesting.
So the realistic one first. This is where, like, Math Podcast comes out.
Yeah, so I obviously I've never been. Walt and I have something in common. We've both never been right. in Club 33, because he actually died 6 months before it opened, even though it was his idea. But I would guess Club, and Amy, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I would guess Club 33 is actually not as big as some people might picture. So I think I'm picturing a relatively small-ish space. And I could see Club 33 somehow being tied to, like, I'm picturing Hollywood Studios.
Okay,
to start,
so,
actually.
So we can start in that park, that's fine.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, like, the Brown Derby area, maybe like the old Catwalk Bar type area. But I don't know if you'd want to put Club 33 overlooking
Playhouse Disney.
Playhouse Disney, yeah. Like, I'm trying to think where there's... I mean, it's interesting because this...
Handyman-y, yeah. Let's get going and fix it right. Twist a turn and make it
tight. I mean, maybe if they had a specialty beer called Hops Up Jumped In.
There you go.
You had Doc McStuffin singing about, you know...
Doc McStuffin's visiting... Lobster.
Oh my gosh! Little callbacks to healthcare reform throughout your menu. Oh my gosh!
No,
ouch. No.
I choose my iPhone.
But again, it's an existing space that's not being used that would be kind of on the small end, and if you tie it more to the Brown Derby style, the theming could work for sort of that higher end dining. But yeah, I think they'd have some logistical nightmares with the spacing. So. The other thing that's interesting there is, right, you have so much reconstruction area right now that if you ask me realistically, I think they'll tie it to something.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, and not... I guess for the basis of both exercises, let's assume it's going to be completed around 2019, 2020. You know, their stated completion for the right. projects that have been announced at Walt Disney World.
I've seen aggressive timeframes that say Club 33 could be open as early as this fall.
Okay.
Quoting the Orlando
all locations, or maybe just one?
That's where.
See, and maybe we can play with that, because you might pick a location.
And that's where it's
Yeah, I mean, and that's something, you know, that we can say. Like, if I wanted a timeline to Star Wars Land, then of course it's not going to be open before that. Or would it?
Well, it might be a little dusty and wide open, and you might hear beep, 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 beep from construction vehicles.
But once again, if you want it to be dusty, it could be a dusty.
But, you know, in their defense, you would get a lot of sunshine, and, you know, maybe the rain would come through and knock down a little bit of that dust. But you would have such a view of the construction. The bloggers would get such great progress photos.
I mean, they're now getting in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Anyway.
Yeah, did we talk about
it? Yeah, right. Go ahead, Dean.
And I don't quote me on these numbers, but I believe it's somewhere in the neighborhood of like 50K sign up and 10 to 50.
Yeah, and that's an individual membership. I believe the corporate memberships are in the order of six figures each for the sign ups.
Now, that said, there's a 10 plus year waiting list.
And I got to think that waiting list is only going to increase with the announcement of adding the WDW parks.
Right, because I believe the way it works now is your Club 33 is by park, your membership. So the Disneyland folks have their club membership that doesn't transfer to get them entrance when they're in Tokyo.
No, but they can talk to people. See, it's all about the networking.
No, of course, but what I'm picturing, though, is your existing Club 33 membership in Disneyland is not going to get you to Disney World. So you may get people who are going to cross over.
Yeah, or more what I was thinking, that because you're a Club 33 Disneyland member, there might be some new Club 33 portal that opens up that is kind of like a DVC point swap, where it's like, look, I'm interested in going to the Epcot location in May of 2024. Is anyone interested in trading for my Disneyland location? So on and so forth.
I have a feeling that it is going to be a lot easier to get a membership for the Florida Club 33 than it is in California.
Oh, sure.
But now, not even because there's four clubs, but I think the clubs are going to be a lot larger, and there will be a lot more reservations available every day. So they're going to... I think they're really going to expand membership, and any way that they can get in these, you know, these high rollers, these spenders, you know, these big spenders.
Whales. Yes. Just call them whales.
Any way that they can harpoon those whales, they're going to take advantage of the chance. So I think this is just my prediction. I think the Club 33 lounges, restaurants, what have you, I think they're going to be a lot larger, each one, than the one is in Disneyland, so
if
that they can sell
estimate
a lot more memberships.
Yeah. You can say the end of that again, because I stepped all over you.
Oh, no, I was just saying that I think that they're going to make each one, whether it's a lounge or a restaurant or what have you, I think each one of those are going to be made a lot larger than the one in California, so that they can sell a lot more memberships.
Now, and that's interesting, because taking that a step further, can you imagine the uproar if the Club 33 memberships are per park at Walt Disney World and you do not get access to the other three?
I don't think they would do that.
I don't either, because it doesn't have the history or tie-in, but you know, that it seems like an awful lot to marry yourself to one theme park.
I don't think they would do that.
Where it'll cost $85,000 to get Magic Kingdom, and it'll be bi-weekly at Hollywood Studios.
We'll be selling them at the Boardwalk Villas right outside in a stand. You can walk down to the studios, you can get your day pass.
on the way over in the friendship yep. boat, they have someone yeah, on the friendship up and down boat, the aisles gonna... with like flyers.
No, you'll have to go down the road to the outlet shopping to get your Hollywood Studios membership.
I have mine in mind. Amy, do you want to go first, or should I?
For the
realistic studios one.
Realistic Studios one. Oh man, I think this is my prediction. I think it will be the last one to open, and I think it will be. I think it will be Star Wars Land. I just have a feeling that is the big thing right now. It's got huge appeal. People love Star Wars who don't necessarily even love Disney, and this will get them to Walt Disney World. I think it will be just an experience with they'll probably have like characters walking around, you know, just plentiful experiences that you can have in there. Gosh, I mean, I don't know what kind of a setting it would be. I would think that like the cantina, that would be cool, but then people would be upset, like the public people that would not be Club 33 would be upset that they don't get the cantina. So gosh.
And they're kind of duplicating the cantina, at least they've mentioned, in the Star Wars Land proper. They said it wasn't going to be the exact cantina, but it would feel and look a lot like it.
Okay. I mean, the theme of it, I don't know, but I just really, when they announced that they were doing Club 33 at each park, I thought, well, they're going to stick it in Star Wars Land.
Okay. See, that's it'd be kind of interesting. Prediction. Yeah. What's interesting is that, and moving into my prediction for the realistic one, it's the exact opposite of yours, Amy. I do agree. I think the studios one will open last. I think it'll be quickly on the heels of Star Wars Land opening, because I believe they're going to close the existing Star Wars offerings over in Launch Bay. And they're going to take that and make that into a classic animation showcase. Go back to that animation look and feel. Bring back the cells, you know, animators' desks and stuff like that, and really make it a historical trip through what made Walt Disney's name, really. And that's going to be the Club 33 theme and location.
What if they decided to make One Man's Dream into Club 33? I'm just like, I'm
That's a really good idea.
I'm kind of trolling right now because you are, that there are some people who would be really upset that would be taken away from a public space.
Turn the theater into seating,
I would personally be upset at the loss of that as a public space. I'm one of these people who doesn't like the loss of public spaces for paid for stuff. That's my stance on it. If they build a new specific place just for Club 33 and Star Wars Land, that's not open yet. None of that has been promised to us as public space. So that would be cool. That would be fine. If they did Catwalk Bar has not been open for years. So, you know, we don't have a right to say, oh, I went there once. It should be opened again to public. I don't really agree with that.
Shades of imagination.
At least it's open again for somebody, you know,
is part of why I said, you know, the old animation studio, because I honestly can't see the stuff that is currently in there still being open all the way across the park from the current Star Wars stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the meet and greets, it would make sense to be over there. The meet and greets are going to be in Star Wars Land.
The props
from the movies are not going to be there, you know?
I have a question, and I don't know if you guys are going to know this or not.
It's the one with the movie.
No.
Not the one with the characters.
Oh, you. Okay. So, you remember that Pirates of the Caribbean Jack Sparrow disaster thing that was in Hollywood Studios? Was the space for that next to One Man's Dream?
Yes. That's the third track for Toy Story Mania, though.
Oh, okay. Hey, so that was what was reclaimed for that.
No, I thought Toy Story Mania third.
Yeah,
track was
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, well
on
then.
The other side.
Okay, then it's part of the Slinky Dog coaster. I know it's current that building space is being spoken for.
Okay. So I was gonna say,
Thinking about
yeah, I was gonna say,
sense.
What if they expand? Like, what if they knocked down those walls and made that into one big space for Club 33 with one man's dream?
Yeah, because you walk past Mermaid. Yeah, because you walk past Mermaid, you walk past One Man's Dream, mm-hmm. you walk past that terrible attraction space, and then you get to Toy Story.
What about what do they call it? Like the club villain thing? I've never experienced that. I haven't even looked at what that.
Oh man, you mean down there past Rock and Roller Coaster? Oh,
past Rock and Roller Coaster.
That's backstage normally. Yeah, that's a boatload of empty. That and I've been back there. It is a large parking lot that is, I guess, hardly ever used because I've been back there twice and both times had like a security scooter there. yeah, that's interesting.
So that's a reformed space that is, you know, been hosting a venue that's maybe it's not obvious to me. It seems obviously temporary. So that could be pretty easily repurposed. Mm.
So do you want to go? I mean, you know, do you want to go to if we had unlimited budget, what we would do with the studios, or do you want to move on to another park and be realistic?
Oh, you mean the entire studios or just
yeah,
Club 33?
Like, nice. Because... Just Club 33.
Oh, you.
Yeah, well, while we're
all right,
the studios,
let's do it that way.
Let's wrap that up.
Yeah.
And then we can never talk of the studios again.
Drunk at Disney is like furiously typing a complaint to you as he listens to
There's
this.
There's only two bars. So what would your ultimate Disney's Hollywood Studios Club 33 situation be? Let's go back to Dean. Again, unlimited budget. You have complete oversight. You can tie it in with whatever you want.
I'm still envisioning Club 33 as being on the high-end corporate schmooze with the individual membership allowed. So while, you know, for my own funness, the Star Wars Cantina Uber exclusive obviously sounds appealing, I actually would go differently. I would go with sort of the... like gin bar of the 40s, like very Casablanca. I think it ties in well with the movie theme, and I think it's exactly the kind of establishment I wish existed for the public at Hollywood Studios, and therefore, if this is the only way I can get that present, I will find myself a member to bring me along and get in there somehow. So that's what I would go with. If they actually had the rights, I would want to go very Casablanca themed.
Well, you know they have the rights for some of it because they have the scene in the Great Movie Ride.
Exactly.
So where would you put it?
Exactly. So, I would. Well, if we're going with your idea that they're gonna kind of renovate the launch bay area as classic animation, I'd like to see them focus that half of the park or that third of the park more to and maybe from there all the way to the Great Movie Ride. With more of the traditional movie making, movie animation, keep that nod to the origin of the park. So I'd want to use that space somewhere. You know, sort of the ridiculous dream scenario would be like, hey, can we actually tie it into the Great Movie Ride? But I don't think that's necessary. So I would keep it in that area of the park. But you know, I like the idea of it still having sort of the nondescript, non-public entrance. So I don't think you have to make a big, big neon sign, hey, Club 33 here with arrows pointing down. Like, I wouldn't want it to be that bold. I would actually want to keep it more of a very quiet, non-public entrance that doesn't scream loud, here's Club 33. But when you open up in the inside, you get sort of smacked in the face with 1940s
So it's funny. I have an idea based off your idea and where they could put it. And because money's no object, it would work. I actually think you make the Great Movie Ride 15 to 20 feet taller. You just extend the facade, you make it larger, and it covers up the fact that the Club 33 location is the entire roof of the ride. You following me?
Works for me.
It's just up there. And you could do like those wall
That'd
things
be awesome.
Like they do on buses. You can still see out the bus, but you can't necessarily tell that there's a window there on the outside. With dark tinted windows. Can you imagine being up there during like fireworks?
That's a fantastic fireworks views if you're up that high.
You get to look over Star Wars land, you know, if you're looking over to that side or if you're looking on the other side. And I would put the entrance over behind the Great Movie Ride, kind of on the, like, across from One Man's Dream. And it's just like a stage door. And you go up an elevator.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, you could have an entrance kind of like when the old American Idol, when you wanted to try to perform. So it's kind of like just a couple of cast members,
some landscaping, some bushes, a bench.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a neat idea. Like Amy, do you want to go next, or do you want me to go next?
I mean, I guess I don't have a whole lot much more to say than what I already said. I think that it would just be a big fancy Star Wars thing back in Star Wars land, really. I just have a feeling that's what they're going to do. And okay. I think that would be cool. I think that would be cool. Like, have, you know, how we've talked about Jedi training for adults? Well, maybe they have Jedi training for adults there at Club 33. Like, experiences like that would make it worth it, that would really be enticing for adults who are into Star Wars that aren't into Disney. I mean, I really think it's going to draw a lot of them anyway when Star Wars Land opens. It's going to draw a lot of them anyway. But I think Club 33, with how much they're obviously going to charge and everything, I think it's going to be lavish. I mean, it should be. If it's not, then we know they're really just wanting to rake in the cash for, like, as little output as they can. But
all right, now you got me picturing a restaurant that's open, right? You have stormtroopers as your waiters, Ewoks are your busboys, Jar Jar Binks is your matron.
Dean, get out. Jar.
You got Big Jabba sitting behind the bar making all the drinks.
He's a table for four.
And there's, like, you get, like, your shootout with Greedo. Like, he's one of the, like, he sits down across from you, and you always shoot first. Yeah, you always shoot first. And then, pew pew!
Okay, now it gets so.
Pew pew! But,
Now, Hoska!
You get the wrong meal delivered. Stormtroopers are screwing up your order.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wrong stuff.
Taking it to the wrong tables. Taking it to the wrong tables. Yeah. No, I think that's what it's going to be, and I think that's...
Well, if the Ewoks are truly your busboys, then they are taking guests left and right to roast for the rest of the guests.
Polly, stop ruining it.
Listen.
Stop ruining everything.
They were going to roast Han Solo and serve him to Leia.
Okay. Because they thought he was a bad guy.
Yeah, and they eat them.
Okay.
Anyway, Brazilian barbecue, Star Wars style. My idea...
Lars nice. Family barbecue.
Lars Family barbecue. My idea actually is a takeoff of Amy's. I think you're right. I think the lavish Club 33 setting to me would be on the Imperial planet, capital of Coruscant. And when you walk the hallways, you get that Imperial look where, like, every square inch is a lit panel. You've got that, you know, that slick, reflective floor. You know, maybe you do have the Imperial guards in red waiting there for you. You take the elevator, and the elevator door opens up in, like, that half-round shape. It makes all the same noises, you know, kind of... reminiscent of the hydrolators. They make you feel like you're going up several thousand stories into one of these giant buildings. And then you go up and you wait in the Jedi Temple. You can talk to Hologram Yoda. Do all these kinds of things, like from the prequels, you know, really the Golden Age of Coruscant. And then you get seated and, you know, same thing. You have, like, panels in the table that light up and you can interact with other guests through your magic bands. Maybe use the Force and have some things move around. I just think that premium Star Wars is a perfect idea.
That's the crucial experience.
Yes, it is. All for a low, low price of $85,000 plus $10,000 a year.
Not at Hollywood Studios. So buy one, get one free.
On the Friendship, or even, you know, via the flyer that someone put up at Disney Springs, you just rip the tab off the bottom.
you just got to go out to the boardwalk and make that basketball shot on the elevated rim.
Instead of a Kentucky or Duke basketball, you get a day pass. Club 33.
Oh my gosh.
For if use you anytime finish, in your stay.
If you finish a kitchen sink, you can go
to Club 33. It's at the bottom of the sinks. You have a code. You can scan a QR code.
It's a QR code. You scan it with your phone. Oh, no.
It's perfect. Or if you just watch the very end of One Man's Dreams film, it's got contact information.
Watch for the secret word.
Right.
Oh, no.
Today's secret word is Chewbacca.
There's something wrong with us.
There's a lot of things wrong with us. What park should we do next?
Let's do Epcot.
Yay.
Okay, Amy, do you want to go first?
Sure.
All right.
So my idea immediately was, and you know, sorry DVC people, I am taking the second floor of Imagination for Club 33.
Okay. And this is the realistic one, right?
This is both, neither. I okay. This is my idea.
You can have the same answer for both.
And I'm just going to say it. All right. I'm taking the second level of Imagination for Club 33. DVC is going to move somewhere else. Sorry, DVC folks, you're moving out. They are going to restore the ImageWorks. Completely restore it to the way that it used to be.
With
all
the
games,
pads.
Yes, everything is going to be there as it was before, because that is a fanboy, fangirl, you know, fantasy that people have had ever since that closed up there. That's going to be completely restored. There's going to be illuminations viewing at night. It's going to be wonderful. That is my dream for it, is that it's going to be restored to the way that it was in its heyday. The thing is, as far as seating and stuff, like, it's not very big up there as far as seating for like eating stuff. Mm-hmm. But if it's going to be more of a lounge feel, then I think that they could do that and still be okay with it. Like, I don't think that they would put, like, tables and, like, bars and food and stuff in the ImageWorks where the games and stuff are, but in the outside area where the lounge stuff is now for DVC.
Okay.
That is my idea. The thing is, like, because, okay, let's face it. The Imagination Pavilion is not that popular anymore as it stands.
Nope.
But it's just a...
I saw a 5-minute wait.
The thing is, the attraction is a people eater.
It got up to 15, I almost fell over.
Well, it was 4 hours.
Don't rub it in. So the Imagination Pavilion, it's not the most top in place. You know, at this point, they could honestly just seize the whole thing for Club 33 and just make it into a Figment, you know, an Epcot Figment Lovers Wonderland, and you could even make that the crown jewel of Club 33 at Walt Disney World if they wanted to. Like, and also, like, you know how they have the Pixar Film Festival over at the old Captain EO, the Magic Eye Theater? You know what?
Yeah.
That's kicking that out.
There's some space.
Yeah, so that could be, honestly, that could be like the restaurant, you know, the main service area, make that Club 33. And then upstairs, maybe have that DVC / Club 33 upstairs at the end.
That's a good cross-sell opportunity.
Yeah, and because, you know, I'm sure that there's a good percentage of DVC owners who would desperately jump at the chance to buy Club 33 because they just have that money and they love the Disney experience. So that would be a great cross promotion. I just have a feeling that DVC members will get like a little leg up on buying the Club 33.
I think they might. Well, I think they'll. Yeah, I think they'll definitely be marketed to. What would be interesting is if they take that DVC lounge, and for any paying DVC member, they get an opportunity to do a tour.
Mm-hmm.
What would be interesting is when they roll this out, you know, you're talking about cross-sell and cross-marketing, will DVC members get a chance before the general public?
I think
to become
they will.
I think if they do, it's going to be number three on their list. I think first they're going to open it to existing Club 33 members.
Yes.
I think second is going to be Golden Oak residents. And then third will be DVC. Because again, you're now when you get to DVC, I mean, you've got people that save up a long time. They do financing for the down payment. I mean, it's definitely an investment, but it's not like they are the top 1%. It's that they're investing in their vacation for 30 years.
Right.
And there are people, that you know, stroll in, they buy 500 points, and they, you know, put it on their debit card. And away they go.
Now they use their Amex Black just for fun.
And they still pay it off, like, before they get home. But, yeah. That's my feeling. Based on nothing. But, you know, that's what I would do.
I wanted to say, too, about locations. Like, locations that they're, I guess, sort of, quote-unquote, taking back for these private things like DVC lounges or Club 33 or what have you, any kind of private experience. I personally think that if it is a space that has not been used for any kind of public experience in the last 10 years, I feel like they have free reign to do. I mean, they have free reign to do whatever they want anyway, but as far as like nostalgic feelings of this was once a public area and it should always stay a public area. If something has been dormant for that many years and they reopen it and actually do something nice for some segment of the Disney fandom, whether it's, you know, a paid exclusive experience or not, I think that's fantastic that they're opening up any kind of space that's been underutilized or not utilized at all. I love that. I know that a lot of people were upset that the image, not, you know, the Image Works that's still closed off, but the upstairs at Imagination was open for a DVC lounge. I think that's wonderful because Disney realizes that there are some of these spaces in Walt Disney World that are beloved and there is the demand there. And they've heard that and they've said, you know what, we can't open this back up to everyone because it would just be overrun. Like, you know, this is a small space. And so let's give back to some of our guests who have given a large amount of money for DVC, and, you know, let's give them something. I mean, I personally, I think they deserve perks.
And that right there is the complaint, though. That is the complaint, is they're only giving it to people who gave a large
amount. Yeah, but I think Amy's argument is it was closed before. And it's not like they took, I agree, Amy.
I 100% agree with Amy. I'm just saying what the argument is, what people are getting out there and being vocal about is, we used to have this, you decided to reopen it, but you're only reopening it for people.
Well, I don't understand
I don't
the
see,
argument.
I don't
of,
see the problem with that, is what I'm saying. I see no problem with that.
Either.
and I have seen no problem because the alternative is remains closed. So why would someone prefer that it remain closed rather than be open for certain people?
Because they'd rather, if it's not open for them, they'd rather not see it open at all.
This isn't a dig to anyone that disagrees with me or anything like that. It's just my opinion, just the way that I feel about it. Like if I pay more money for something or pay more money into an experience, I would expect to get more.
It's kind of like complaining that concierge level gets free food.
Exactly.
I mean,
values don't have as nice a pools as deluxes.
I mean, when you
or the Disney Cruise Line is more expensive than Celebrity.
Yeah, like if you pay more money towards a car, you're going to get more features, more benefits, more like accessories.
And that argument comes up too. Well, how come if a luxury car, how come they get all these like sensors and added airbags? My life just as important. It's like sure it is, but all these sensors and airbags cost money. You need to pay for them.
I just don't see the problem with people who have paid a large amount of money for DVC or for Club 33. I don't see a problem with them getting more stuff, more benefits, more experiences, more things catered to them because they paid more money. They deserve more. They pay more money, you know. Like when you go to the, when you go to the grocery store and like you pay $20 versus $200, your cart is going to be more full for $200. Like you're getting more stuff. So that
depends on what you buy.
Yeah, I mean that's just
I'd like
my opinion 18 about
pounds
it.
Of prosciutto, please.
Yeah. That's just my opinion about it. I know there are people who disagree with me, and that's fine. Like I'm not digging in anybody. I'm not, you know,
it's
trying
at
to like
Amy Beth Combe.
I'm not trying to like subtweet anyone verbally or anything like
right.
that. You know, everyone has their own opinion. That's just how.
No,
I
that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Dean, do you have a location in mind for a practical, or you can even mix the two if you'd like to?
Yeah. So my practical one, I would put upstairs at the American Adventure. And again, I want to get that bay window in there. I want the what is probably the considered the actually I think the sort of that would be the backwards view. I believe Illuminations was designed with the American
right.
Adventure as the backdrop, and you're supposed to actually be at the entrance,
which is where the seating
so
is.
So this would be sort of
yeah,
the reverse
where
angle.
The seating is if you do the candlelight processional, and I got to tell you, it's fantastic right there.
Right. So this is the reverse view of that, but I would put it up there, and I would design that menu as sort of new American cuisine. So I think you could rotate a menu through with different regions of the country. So you could have sort of a, you know, maybe Tuesdays are your Northwest.
You could just have a
six-course
meal.
Are your Northeast-inspired menu. Or, yeah, you could run through a meal, however you want to do it. But I think my biggest complaint about the restaurants around World Showcase is that I think the American Adventure does a terrible job of
remedying. Oh, it's awful.
It is. Unless you're a craft lover. You're 100% right.
Yeah, well, that's only in the last few years. So I would remedy that error.
Now, isn't that an American Express Club?
Fixing it at...
That's up
yeah,
there.
Isn't that where they have like the Disney Visa thing during
that's
the festivals?
It.
Like they say, come up here and we
yeah.
have, you know, the what is it, the machine that does the different Coke flavors?
No, yeah, they got a Coke.
Yeah, get your freestyle machine and a bottle of water and
yeah.
That's
get
awesome.
Out.
Dean is taking from those people that feel they are above everybody with Club 33 who can feel they are above everybody.
You signed up for a free credit card.
Exactly.
You can move your lounge somewhere else because my Club 33
yeah.
members need to be mm-hmm. up here.
We're going to give you a shack over there.
But
in
if
the
you're letting me
section.
Go with my... if you're letting me go with my
yes.
budget is no issue, I would actually develop an entirely new pavilion. And I
oh,
would have geez. A new country there.
Well, oh, man. Can you imagine
so
the outrage?
Would...
3-3.
Okay, and with my new country...
Oh, no.
With my new country... to be named later, I will have an area in there that will allow for a feature demonstration for my corporate sponsors. And that may rotate through my 33 corporate sponsors or whoever we're going to have at the time. And so I can dovetail a corporate lounge with my Dove 33. And yeah, Dove 33.
It's going to be like Dubai with like a huge...
It might be. That might be an excellent representation because you can pay for the pavilion. So that would be my sort of dream is to add another country and then use space in my new country for my brand new custom designed perfect view of Illuminations and all the other things that go up on Spaceship Earth like Mike Wazowski and the Death Star. And I'm picturing it down maybe even past Canada as you start to rotate around that corner. And that's my money is no object.
Interesting. All right. For my realistic version, I think they take the building that is currently empty that used to possibly be the Rhine River Cruise in Germany. I think they add some extra windows, a lot of windows, and they put it in there upstairs. You get some prime seating availability for Illuminations up there. It's space that is not used. You know, if the Rhine River Cruise was going to be built, Beer Garden wouldn't be there. That already takes up part of the building. This would be
right.
kind of the second story and over to the right as you enter the pavilion. So that's my idea. And you know, it doesn't have to be necessarily German. I think the Epcot pavilion location is flavors of the world. So a lot like you had the idea of the menu being, you know, the different regions of the United States, I would actually have menu selections from each of the 13 countries. So you can mix and match, you know, you can have some of it up on a smorgasbord buffet if you wanted, and then order main courses. That's my idea from what I think they actually could do. what I would do. This is going to kill some people. Club 33 becomes all of Communicore, east and west. We're talking a large space.
But then you'd have to, you'd have to walk outside to cross over.
Because they're going to build those people movers on the second floor, like the building was designed to do.
Nice.
So when they build those people movers, you're able to go from building to building, east to west. It would still encompass kind of the menus of the entire World Showcase, but parts of your Club 33 experience are going to be coming soon. You know, kind of like that Epcot was supposed to be. Not only those company showcases that are the members, but really an additional showcase to the different Future World pavilions. You get that sneak peek of when they redesign Epcot, when that gets announced in the next couple years. That's all in there for you. And it becomes almost like a playground because you're going to have all of these interactive exhibits. You know, you can build your own car there and then go to your test track, Fastpass reservation. You can talk to Crush at your table. You can experience Soarin' from your table. I mean, everything there in Epcot would be right there for you at this Club 33 location. And man, would that annoy everybody.
Oh, yeah, it would. I think realistically, like, my sort of blue sky one was, you know, Imagination Pavilion becomes Club 33. Mm-hmm. And that would be, like, heartbreaking for most Epcot fans who could never dream of being in Club 33. I don't think they would ever do that. Realistically, like, we have, like, our blue sky version and then the realistic one. I think realistically they're probably just going to stick it in, like, Wonders of Life or in Odyssey.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Like,
so how about Odyssey?
That's Odyssey. What I think they're going to do. Yeah. And it's funny, that to me seems like it's almost too obvious, and Club 33 members would be like, really, you're going to put me in the restaurant that you never keep open? You know? Like, you could almost see that as being a letdown.
I think that's where it's going.
I agree.
It's going to be Wonders of Life or Odyssey, I think, is where it's going to end up at Epcot. Right. Or in the World Show Place, which is over... which is over between United Kingdom and Canada over there. Yep. So I think that's the three places you could look for it to be. Because those are spaces that are used publicly, at least for part of the year, every year, and then they're closed off.
Private events.
You know what they should do? They should just get rid of Coral Reef.
Dean hates Coral Reef.
Yeah.
You get the,
hashtag.
I hate Coral Reef. So you get the nice view of the aquarium right there, which is by far the best part of Coral Reef. And then you redesign that space and give it a real menu with good food. And give it to your
people.
Dean's top
three
about the Coral Reef restaurant is A, the tank view, B, wall carpet, C, location. That's it.
Well, I mean, honestly, that's all we can expect.
Right.
Let's be brutally honest. But the thing about Future World is that each pavilion does have a large sponsor lounge. Mm-hmm. Each one has a corporate lounge in it. So they could use any one of those, but they're already in use for other stuff.
Yeah, Siemens is not going to let.
Yeah, the land, they had a large lounge that they used for pass holders. This has been like a decade or two ago. I remember we went up there. Like, you get on the elevator, like, that's there as you... as you leave, like, Living with the Land, there's, like, the elevator there, and there was, like, a special way that you press the buttons to go up to the third floor.
Left, right, up, down, up, down, baby.
Contra code. you walked up there, and you could look down and see scenes from the ride down there. There was, like, the window wall, and you could look down and see the ride go through, and then they had free
beverages.
It'd be
awesome if it was the Garden Grill, but it was better food.
Oh my gosh. It wasn't like that. It was just like couches and stuff. And then there were offices for there were employee offices up there as well, because they would walk through and like go in the offices and shut the door and stuff. It was wild that they opened
that up
amongst
as a
public space for anybody. And then they had a guest book, and you could sign as you went in and say, you know, I'm the pass holder. But anyway, that was like a short-lived private space that was turned like partially public. That was way too small for Club 33. I think all of the corporate lounges and all of these pavilions, I think they're way too small for Club 33. I think it's going to have to be a place that's going to have to hold a lot of tables, and they're going
to have a kitchen. Honestly, it's going to have its own kitchen. Dedicated kitchen.
That's why I think that it's probably going to be Wonders of Life. Wonders of Life is huge. I think it's probably going to be something like Wonders of Life. I don't think Odyssey is big enough, really. I think they're going to have a lot. I think they're going to have a lot.
Because I feel like Odyssey has a lot that's backstage. Yeah. I think Odyssey has a lot of kitchen area.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I had it in my head that Club 33, one of the appeals is
I don't think it's going to be...
So I feel like if you go too large, it's going to...
Well, I think that's what's going to happen, though. I think they're going to be larger spaces so they can sell more memberships, and I think it's not going to be anywhere near as intimate. That's just my prediction as far as... Yeah. I that's just what I think is going to happen. Right. I don't think it's going to be anywhere near as intimate. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. All right, let's move on to Animal Kingdom. And so for my idea for Animal Kingdom, we'll be covered next week. Because two-part episodes, that is the good stuff.
This has been the good stuff. Thank you for listening to Butter and Bacon. For personalized trip planning services and expertise, please contact Becca via email at becca@adventuresoutthertravel.com, on Twitter at AIOTTravel, or visit our website, adventuresoutthertravel.com, where you can get more information, read our blog, subscribe to our newsletter, and request a quote. Let them know Butter and Bacon sent you. You can follow Butter and Bacon on Twitter at Butter and Bacon, on Instagram as Butter and Bacon Podcast, and please contact us via email at butterandbaconpodcast@gmail.com. To get the good stuff delivered hot and fresh, please subscribe to Butter and Bacon in your podcast app of choice.
That's funny. Your headset is tangled. My headset is frozen.
Hang on,
I'm here. Dean's headset is Princess and the Frog.
I'm here.
At least you didn't go with Dumbo.
Wait, no. I'm here.
No, your ears are not big.
No.
I'm here.
If anyone told you that, they were a lie.
They're proportionate.
I'm here.
They might be like on the scope of
can
largeness large, but they're not disproportionate.
Can you hear me? Hello?
I wonder when Amy's going to pick up.
I don't know.
Hello?
It's not a video call.
It's not a video call. I don't know why she keeps declining.
She
refuses to pick up, even though it's not a
video
call.
Oh my gosh. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Amy?
You guys! What is wrong with you?
Hi! Welcome to Butter and Bacon, where we trick our fellow co-hosts into thinking we can't hear them.
I'm so frazzled! I'm not going to answer a video call when
I think so.
Oh.
Guess who's app? App again.
App again. Skype is app. Get some men.
Wow.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, I guess.
Dean is determined that we have not had a conversation since the 7th of April.
Oh, we haven't. It says on my app that we haven't.
Oh. On your app.
It's been too long.
App again.
It's been too long. Oh, no. Dean's stuck in a loop.
Stuck in a loop. Tell your friends.
We've created a monster.
If only I had a laugh floor.
Mm.
And you could put it in Tomorrowland where it's appropriate.
How easy would it for them to build a Monsters, Inc. restaurant with just that lounge music?
A sushi restaurant.
Right?
That'd be awesome.
Or they can do you could do Harryhausen's, but you know, like even if they were to make like formed food, so it's like rice, but it's a giant eyeball because it has an olive in it.
You know what song was playing on the radio when I was driving home?
No.
Justin Timberlake, It's Gonna Be May.
Two Princes by Spin Doctors.
Oh,
hey, I guess.
Donut.
How long before they hit E to the beat?
One, two, Princes here before you. That's what I said.
An Epcot and Flower and Garden Festival. Headlining, yes, now.
I'm pretty sure even our parents would be like, wow, this is old.
Yeah.
Marry him. Or marry me. Ah, the one that loved you, baby. Can't you see?
No, but serious question. How long before they're at the E to the Beat concert?
Oh, have they not been?
I don't know.
Jim Blossoms is already there. They belong there.
See?
We're dude, the Jim Blossoms have a good discography. They have a good a good catalog of hits.
They're no Delta Ray.
No. Who is?
Who is?
That's a major score for Disney. I mean, when you can get Delta Ray to show up.
Disney should just count their lucky stars.
You might be my lucky star.
Okay, Madonna at the Eat to the Beat concert.
That would be awesome.
Give her another, I would book her another vacation. 10 years. Give her another 10 years.
I would book my vacation around Madonna at Eat to the Beat.
You know what? Of which all of us are a member. A member.
Uh-oh, hang on a minute. My mom just walked in. There's going to be noises. Hang on a minute.
Hi, Mom.
There's going to be noises.
Hello, Mom.
Did you hear the door? Did you hear the door chime a second ago?
I did hear the door chime, but that's fine.
Oh, is it fine? Okay.
Did my mute work?
Yes,
okay,
your mute was perfect.
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear anything. Yeah, here comes Mom. Okay. She's like tiptoeing through the room. It's like...
Did you put tulips down?
Here she goes.
She's tiptoeing.
She took her shoes off. She's walking through with sock feet, so she doesn't disturb us.
That's fantastic.
Hang on a minute.
Fantastic.
This is yet another example of why she's wonderful.
I'm back. I asked her if she wanted me to like go somewhere else, and she was like, no.
So. My gosh, Dean, did you hear Lose It? Like at some point in the recent future, Dean? Because did you hear the song?
Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Jeez. She's like earworming it.
It came on the radio and then it leaked.
Just like we were playing with the studios.
Princess here before you. That's what I said now. Princess.
It's terrible.
Princess who adore
It's a good intro
you.
For the show, but oh, terrible. Spin Doctors.
Marry him. Marry me. I'm the one that love you, baby. Can't That song, once you hear it, like, once you hear it's just so the intro, all it's, of the it, words just come out of
I
your
can
mouth.
Change that station in three notes.
Yeah, that little drum intro.
Yep, change. To anything. I will put on soft hits of the 70s before I will put on Two Princes.
Unless Chumbawamba comes on, then you're really hating.
Oh, no.
Three, two, one. And you are going to have demonstrations. Yeah. You're going to have...
Whoa, Amy just looked really weird
I'm
right there.
Like, I'm chuckling to myself because this is like...
No, it wasn't you. It was your sound quality.
No, it's fine. I love it. All right, let's move on to Animal Kingdom. Okay, so Amy's is with the lions on the safari. That's exactly where her Club 33 location is.
Well, and you get to pick your own dinner, so that's kind of cool.
You get handed a spear and a shield and a good luck bro.
You guys have been tweeting way too much with Parks by Doom. Or it's now Reptiles. It's now Reptiles by Doom. Yeah, Reptiles by Doom.
Come on, it's got to be a game.
You know what? Shut your face. Shut your face. That's offensive to me.
Just be on the lookout.
Oh, shut your face.
Be prepared.
Prepared. Because you know, Bob Iger is very interested in the day-to-day operations of the parks, and he has a part in all decisions.
As well he should.
He knows every time that they raise the price of beverages at the carts.
Yes. He personally signs off on that.
He personally, it's his personal decision that the monorail fleet has not been replaced.
Yes.
It's his personal decision when the monorails are taken out of service for part of the operating days during the slow season.
Yep, he made those choices.
It is his decision that they no longer have the veggie burger at Cosmic Rays, that they replaced it with the falafel burger, which is substantially less appetizing. It was his decision to put in that the change of the chicken at Skipper Canteen from a grilled chicken to a fried breaded chicken.
Was it his decision, now just, you know, playing devil's advocate, was it his decision to add yet another wing to the Nomad Wings offering?
I think that he felt that leaving a chicken with a peg leg was worse than...
I don't think they're chicken legs. I think they're chicken wings.
McDonald's, man. I love McDonald's nuggets.
9 or 20?
I got the 20... I didn't finish it.
Well, no. You can get a 6, but why?
Why bother?
You can get a 9.
Well, if you are 6, right. Then right. 6 is kind of a lot.
Yeah, I got the 20 nugs. I didn't finish it, of course. I got fries, didn't finish those. Nah. Because I had...
Now, what's a 9 cost versus a 20?
Oh, it's like a dollar difference.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing. I'm like, nine nuggets for $2.99 or 20 nuggets for $2.99.
Yeah, I mean, you may as well just go for the box of nugs.
Do you remember when they had the five piece on the dollar menu? And you could get four of them for $4, but you can get 20 nuggets for $6.99.
I mean, no, like, sense. Why would you not go for the bulk box of nugs?
Exactly.
I've had this exact fight with my local Wendy's because they have like a four piece nugget is like $1. I think it's $1.19, and a six piece is $1.59. But if you get the 10 piece, which is just 4 plus 6, it's like $3.99. So I actually ordered a 4 and a 6, and they rang me up as a 10, and I yelled at the person at the drive thru. I'm like, no, that's not what I ordered. It's like, well, you ordered 10 nuggets. I said, no, I ordered a 4.
Yeah, no, you said I would like two portions. Well, I rang you up as a 10. These are the portions I would like.
Yes. You're splitting them.
Dean punched him in the face, and it was like, and then he like pulled her pigtail braids, and it was on between Dean and Wendy.
There's some violence going on.
It went down.
I said, for this amount of harassment, I expect a free Frosty now. No, I didn't say that at all. Yeah, the person was like, oh yeah, I see why you're doing that. That is kind of dumb, isn't it? I'm thinking, no, the dumb part was that you didn't figure it out until now.
Jingle bell, jingle bam!